Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Dallas, Texas at the Mohawk Solutions Aligned Dealer Meeting, and I'm with Paul Murfin, the president of Mohawk's Resilient Business. Paul, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing really well. Thank you.
You know, it's been a little while since we talked. The last time you and I did an interview, we were just making the announcement that Mohawk had bought IVC. Most people know it was a $1.2 billion purchase. One quick question. Philip Balcon, who started that business, he's doing real well now, and I understand he's bought a bigger boat, right?
You know, I'm not privy to that, but Philip's doing fine and is now on the Mohawk Board of Directors. So while he sold the business to the company, he's still a very important contributor to the future of Mohawk.
Well, I want to get into what's new in the resilient business. But first, let's just go through real quickly, since you're the first interview down here at this meeting, a little bit of restructuring that Mohawk has done. As I said, you're the head of Resilient, and Gary Lancer is the president of the wood and laminate business. Rocky Castile is the president of the rug business. Tom Lape is the president of the carpet business on the residential side. And Michelle Vermette is president of the carpet business on the commercial side, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much correct. The only thing I would add to that is Tom and Michelle on the Mohawk side manage the sales organizations, both hard and soft. So in those cases, while I'm responsible for the resilient business, the actual execution of those sales on the direct side take place through Tom and Michelle's teams.
And all of these folks report up through to Brian Carson, right?
That's correct. He's the president of Mohawk North America.
And one thing I'm noticing at Solutions is I'm seeing these brands like IVC and Deltile, and just below there it says a Mohawk Industries division, right?
That's correct. Mohawk is evolving away from being purely a carpet company that sells hard surface to being a total flooring company. And you're going to see these brands like IVC or Quickstep that are obviously an important part of the Mohawk business continuing to be in place. And that will then be supplemented by the things that we also do under the Mohawk brand.
And everybody's business cards has changed to have that little endorsement added to the bottom. And everybody's email address has changed as well, right?
Well, it certainly has in my case. So, yes, I have a Mohawk business card today. By the way, I also have an IVC one as well. But, yeah, that's changed, and I now have a Mohawk email address also.
All right. So let's talk about the resilient business. Tell us what's new, because this event is really here to roll out what Mohawk and the resilient business is going to do in 2017, right?
Absolutely right. And maybe before I answer that question, I should say this is my first experience as being part of the Mohawk team, being at the Solutions event. And it's an unbelievably impressive thing, though I say it myself. So what you've essentially got here are all of the new products and programs that each division is working on, which are being featured here. And then in addition to that, you've essentially got the Mohawk showroom, which shows how everything might be merchandised in the retail store setting. So extremely impressive to see all of the innovations from all of the businesses coming together, and clearly a signal of the strength of this company.
Yeah, let me add that when you walk into this huge exhibit area, you have each one of these subcategories off, you know, on their own, and then you walk into what would be a color center or floorscapes showroom where you see how it works in one retail environment, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. So now going back to your previous question, let me say that, you know, on the resilient side, what are we up to? Goodness, we are so busy trying to bring to market multiple new products for the multiple channels that are now at our disposal. So on the IVC side, back to my roots, we have refreshed our FlexiTech program, which is our sheet vinyl collection, by the way. We've refreshed our Moduleo LVT program, which up until now was entirely manufactured in Belgium. Almost all of that is now produced in our new factory in Dalton, Georgia. As that factory has come up to speed, we're also now supplementing that with products that will be sold directly through the Mohawk team. another new introduction this week, which is a big feature, is our new SolidTech rigid LVT material. Obviously, that's been creating quite a bit of interest here as well. And then, while it's less relevant at this event, we're also in the process of developing and bringing to market new products for the Mohawk commercial team as well. And I did forget one thing. We also have collections of resilient flooring that will be available through the Quickstep distribution channel also.
All right. So let's talk briefly about what's going on in Dalton. When Mohawk announced that they were buying IVC in that factory, which at that time was probably the largest sheet vinyl plant in the United States, all it did was sheet vinyl, and it was an impressive, I think you gave a stat that an annual production could go around the equator, is that right, something like that? A lot of sheet vinyl.
We make a lot of sheet vinyl, yeah. Yes, and I'm still very proud to say that we're the only company in North America that's still operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So our sheet vinyl operation continues to be very strong, and we're very happy with the way that that's developing, despite the fact that obviously the resilient market is changing rapidly. Of course, since the acquisition, we completed the construction of LVT1. That is now up and running. It is an extremely complex and extremely modern manufacturing facility, and that complexity has obviously been a challenge for us to get going, but we are really mastering that now, and I'm very excited about not only the quality of product that we're putting out today, but also the quantity of product that we're going to be able to bring to the U.S.
Now, the third addition to this operation is to be able to make this rigid core right on the same campus, right?
That's correct. We've also broken ground on a third facility on the same location that we're in today. We will be producing rigid LVT by the end of 2017. So we are on the fast track to manufacture that product in North America, and we will be sitting on significant capacity that we'll be excited to bring to market in the coming months.
And you're actually showing product here. Some of the rigid core they're showing here at this show has some of your LVT that was made in the United States on it, right?
No, that's actually not correct. Okay. The rigid products that we're showing are sourced, but the flexible products that you see on the showroom floor are all manufactured here in Dalton.
So, Paul, one last question. All the things going on with the economy and the new president, do you think 2017 is going to be a strong year?
Well, I will say, the first day of talking to an awful lot of retailers, and you can probably tell that by my voice today, the mood is extremely optimistic. Whatever that is a function of, whether it's the change in the political landscape or whatever, it does feel as though there's a level of optimism today that we've not seen in our industry for a while. So I think that bodes for a very exciting year. And in my case, a very challenging year, given the fact we're in the fastest growing segment of the market.
And you're working for a company that in 2017 could potentially do $10 billion at wholesale value, right?
I'm working for the largest company in the industry that is growing like a weed. We're adding capacity not only in my part of the business, but in Gary's, and I guess it's just Gary's that I, also the ceramic portion of the business as well. But, so if you look at all of that additional capacity, I believe the business is primed for even more growth in the not too distant future.
All right, Paul, it's great to talk to you again. I've been talking to Paul Murfin, the president of Mohawk's Resilient Business in North America at the Solutions Meeting in Dallas-Fort Worth. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.